This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with a representative for a short three-question survey. Due to increases in BestBuy.com demand, we are experiencing extended wait times. We will be with you as quickly as possible. Thank you for your patience.
Care agent Susie speaking. How can I help you? Hello, can you hear me? Hello?
I can hear you. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay, perfect. No worries.
This is Drew with XPO. I've got an FMS for you.
Perfect. I'm ready.
760-584-18.
Thank you so much for that. Give me a few moments to pull the order up here.
Not a problem.
All right, perfect. And if I can have you please confirm the customer's name and the address on that order?
That is Amy Finkelstein at 11, I'm just going to spell the road name, L-O-J-K-O Drive in Nashua, New Hampshire, 03062. Phone number is 603-891-1596.
Perfect. Thank you so much for that there. And how may I assist you with the order here?
So my tech is on the back line, and he went to try to pick up the product early. So that way he had it on the truck and he could deliver it tomorrow. However, there's two issues. One, I don't have any products on the work order. And
correct. That's what I was just going to ask. Yeah,
he said that the warehouse said it was rescheduled until May. And when I tried to contact the customer, the number was disconnected. So I could not verify with the customer. So is this going to be one that home delivery is doing?
Let me take a look because the order number you provided me, that looks like it was a redo for just an install itself. So let me go back to the original order here and see what's going on here.
There's an original. Hold on. I didn't even look at.
Yeah, that was just an install that you provided me, just a redo on an install.
Means redo of install, and they didn't provide a other order number.
So I have the, I was able to pull off the redo. I was able to pull off the original. It looks like the units were delivered January from, just looking at the order itself, January 12th. It shows the units as delivered. But let me take a look at the notes here to see what's going on. Oh. like, yeah, it looks like Peter's Appliance Service delivered and installed back on January 12th. Let me see if they have photos of it.
Okay, so you said your name was Susie?
Susie, yes, S-U-Z-Y. Mm-hmm.
S-U-Z-Y?
Correct, yes.
Okay.
I'm not sure what this means, but yeah, on the 12th, it looks like the driver called in. It says, driver called in about dryer installed bottom right front of unit. I'm assuming that's the damage bottom right. Gave driver's case ID. I have a case ID number here. Driver confirmed. Calling client to confirm issue and make an offer make good. So off of that, and that's the only case ID I have for this order, I don't see why they created a redo on the install itself.
So were the products installed or were they not installed?
Correct. For going off of this, it's showing completed. I have the unit, the order as completed, that the units were installed. It's a Whirlpool gas dryer. And the kit, yeah. And the install in a Holloway was done that day. Mm-hmm. Let's see if they left notes on the review.
So I wonder if it's supposed to be an exchange and the product is on back order.
That could possibly
be. If the unit... If they're saying that on the original ticket, the unit was damaged, but they would have had it installed because obviously they needed the dryer.
They needed something. Yeah.
They needed something. So I wonder if it was supposed to be an exchange.
Versus just the install itself. That does make sense. That's so weird. Yeah. Well, yeah. See, 217 looks like they called back, says client needs redo of install. Curious. Okay, let me go ahead and try to see if I can get a hold of the customer just to kind of clear things up.
Yeah, I don't know if you have a different
number
or not.
Order.
Yeah, that number's disconnected.
1596. I do have a different number here on their mobile call, so let me see if that number works for them.
Okay. All
right. I'll be right back with you, okay?
Not a problem.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much for holding there. So yeah, I wasn't able to get through a customer either. And the other additional number we have, it says it's like a sweet family. So it's not even the same last name, so I'm not sure if that's the correct other number there.
All right. Is there any way that I can get that original order number, either the BBY or the 10?
Of course you can. It's going to be 749-409. 06.
Okay, so that's your FMS number. What I need is the...
Oh, sorry, yes. You want the 112 number?
Yes, please.
Okay, yes, of course. It's going to be 112-200-666-2116.
And that's 112-200-666-2116.
Correct, yes.
Okay, and it looks like that is just supposed to be a service call, correct?
Well, no, the number I just gave you, that's the original. The number you provided me at first, that was just the service call. That was just the install redo.
Okay, and there's no way to know if the service call is still needed.
Needed, no, without speaking to the customer. And that one actually showed the date of 3-3, so, but it's still showing scheduled, which is odd. Because it didn't have today's date. It has date of, yeah, that's so odd. It's showing Thursday 3-3, but on my main screen, it was saying 3-11.
Right, so it's showing that they scheduled it, that originally it was scheduled for the 3rd, but they wanted to update it to the 11th at the request of the customer.
Of the customer, I see. Interesting.
And then on the 20th.
When I click into it, it's showing the 3rd. It's not giving me the 11th, but when I'm just looking at all his orders, it says 3-11.
I'm not sure. I'll let the tech know that it's supposed to be just a service call and that, unfortunately, as of right now, we cannot contact the customer to verify if it's needed.
Okay. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, usually the second number does work, but I wasn't able to get a hold of them to get some clarification here. Yeah, just going off of the notes, yeah, on February 17th, they put client needs redo of install. But again, and so on your end, does it show scheduled for tomorrow, the 11th?
Yes, it does. It shows a delivery window of 7 to 9 in the morning.
Okay, interesting. It's very odd that it shows it on one screen, but not when I go into it, it shows 3-3 still. Okay, well, I guess I would recommend, if they can, on the day of, I guess, go to the customer's home. Hopefully they're there instead of, because the number is not, we're not able to get through to them.
Right.
Get that clarification there.
So, I'll definitely let them know.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. Well, thank you so much for reaching out, and thank you for calling Geek Squad.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye.